Well, a snowstorm is causing trouble here in the U.S. In Britain, the problem is heavy rain and high winds. Parts of England have been underwater for more than 6 weeks now, and the situation is getting worse. The River Thames has burst its banks, and water is now lapping near the base of Windsor Castle, the royal palace just to the west of London. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, thousands of people have had to flee their homes.
Just around Christmas, massive storms began to hit Great Britain. Many of those western areas are still underwater. Now the water keeps rising ever closer to London. A 20-minute train ride from the city will take you to places where the Thames River has swallowed people's homes. At least this train is running. Transportation is a mess. Some train tracks are underwater. Along the coast, waves have ripped out sections of track completely. A short walk from the station at West Byfleet, families and senior citizens mill around a community center. These people are all evacuees. Priscilla Smithers and her four kids arranged chairs around a few air mattresses to create a space for themselves. It's not exactly private, but it's the best they can do. Smithers says she's never seen anything like this.
Never in the whole of my life. When Monday came and it was growing up, I didn't think really much of it, to be honest. And then when Tuesday came, I thought, well, it'd probably go down. This is probably the highest level it's going to go to come Wednesday. It was horrific. It was literally up to the sandbags.
Across the room, 12-year-old Calvin Way is playing cards with his family. They evacuated 2 days ago. He says it's hard to get used to living in a place without showers.
We can't go back probably for a month or more.
How does that make you feel?
Homeless.
What does that feel like?
Upsetting.
Red Cross worker Martin Shea has been on the job since the storms began before Christmas. He used to serve in the Army, so he's responded to a lot of disasters. This one takes even his breath away.
As far as the volume of it, it's got to be the biggest. Around here, we've more or less got what amounts to a huge deep puddle which goes all the way from Windsor Castle right the way through to a couple of miles up the road from here.
That's a lake about 15 miles long, and that's just around here. This winter has broken records all over. Some rivers are at the highest level ever. Last month was the rainiest January in history. But other ways of measuring this disaster make it seem less apocalyptic. Around 6,000 homes have flooded. In 2007, British floods inundated 50,000 homes, almost 10 times as many. Those floods also killed 13 people, and so far the death toll here has been nothing close to that. Even so, the government is under heavy attack for its response to the disaster. Bert Goody is 77 years old. He had to evacuate the mobile home he's lived in for 40 years.
I mean, this could have been prevented. It's going to cost the government a lot more now. If it had done something years ago, it would be a lot cheaper.
Prime Minister David Cameron has promised that money is no object in the flood response. During Prime Minister's questions this week, Labour leader Ed Miliband urged Cameron to reverse plans to lay off 550 Environment Agency workers. Those are some of the people who respond to floods.
If money is no object, as he said, is he committing now to reconsider these redundancies?
Cameron would not make that commitment. He said the UK is spending record amounts on flood prevention, and that's only possible because the government has made other tough choices on spending.
We're only able to make those pledges because we've managed our economy effectively and managed our budgets effectively.
This weekend is forecast to bring as much rain as the UK typically sees in the entire month of February, a strong sign that this situation will get worse before it gets better. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.